praise him and declare him as Lord. Please be seated. First time being in one of your service, brothers, and I really, already, I love it. It make me feel what is we going to feel in heaven when all of us come together and praise our great Lord. Amen? First of all, first time being here with us, with you guys, I want to present myself so you can know my name. I know many of you may know my name. My name is Mario, Brother Mario Frederick from the Hickory Knoll Congregation. And most of you know that I congregate with the Spanish group over there. So tonight my task is like Brother Jose Luis when he come with you guys. We must work double. Because for some reason we think in Spanish, but we must speak in English. So it's a big challenge right now for me. So have patience, my brothers. The main thing is that Jesus is love, and we love to speak of our Lord and communicate his message. The theme for tonight is very simple, but at the same time, it's very tricky, and we must enjoy it. The question I would ask myself, taking out of what I'm going to speak tonight, is where am I? Awareness of where we are in the Lord's church. So many things going on today, brothers. So many religious ideas, so much religious group. Even though we are part of the Lord's church, we have to be careful and really know where we are standing. As part of the Lord's church, I'm going to say part of the Lord's church, but really, they are not. There is many religion people that have contact with the church and contact with worshiping. Contact with, according to them, being part of the church in their own way. A lot of people have good moral, and we find it a lot in the world today. People have good moral, they have good feelings, they have good thought. They also try in a way of not to proclaim Christ. They do not proclaim him as crucified. They proclaim him as a good person. And they said, yes, he's a good man, and we follow him. We go to church in such and such a place, and they feel that they are part of the church. But it's not what you say or what I say. It's what the Lord say about that type of person or that group of people. And the question that I ask myself, and it's sometimes something that we must have in our mind, where am I in regards to all of this? Another type of person that exists in the church today, which is good, there are many Christians that are born again Christian, but is a problem in that to become just a born again Christian and remain in that spot. God wants everyone. That's why he didn't come back yet. It's not that he's not going to come back. He's going to be here one day. And I know we're praying that that could be soon. But he's given everyone an opportunity to really come to him. You guys see the church tonight. There's many people come to the Lord, but it's a big problem. Big problem. They want to come and be a Christian and just be a Christian. They want to come and sit in the benches. They want to be just part of the church. It's not a lot of people today want to be involved in the Lord's church. They want to say, yes, I'm a Christian, but it's not enough for the Lord. I love to speak in Spanish. If I'm going to give you guys this message in Spanish, I'm going to be here for an hour. But my English is limited tonight. I'm going to try to make it brief and bring it direct to where we need to be as the Lord's church. We're not going to get to heaven just sitting in the benches. We must work. The Lord is expecting from you and from I the best that we can. He's not expecting what we don't have. And the Lord knows what you have and what I have. And he's expecting the best from us. To be able to become a Christian and be a Christian of bench is not enough in the Lord's church today. Don't care where you are. I'm not targeting Franklin because I don't know all of the brothers of Franklin. But I'm targeting what is happening in today's church. There's no room for that in front of our Lord. I could go on and speak about a Christian. things that Christians do and things that Christians don't do, but I'm going to emphasize better in things that the Lord is expecting from us. Brothers, the Lord is expecting from us maturity, mature. The Lord is expecting Christians that want and willing to mature, Christians that wants to grow. There's no room to be just a religious person completely. I'm not targeting them, but there's nothing good in being a religious person. There's nothing. Yes, it's something in being a Christian, but it's not enough. We fall short of doing what the Lord wants us to do. Brothers, we can't do it. The Lord wants to do it through us. We must do our best to become Christians that are willing to mature. We are planted with Christ. We are risen with Him. But if we don't grow, we are dead. If you take a seed, don't care what seed it is, and that seed die, and you plant it and give it the proper substance that it needs to grow, that seed is going to grow. We as Christian, we have what it takes to grow. We have the Spirit of the Lord in us, and in favor of us, we must grow. And this is not something that we target in a group. This is targeting each one of us by our heart. If I knew all of your name, I would call everyone by name, but I'm going to start by my name, Mario. The Lord is expecting you, Mario, to grow. My brother here, the Lord is expecting that from us. We could do it, brothers. We could do it. It's not my strength, it's not your strength. It's the strength of the Lord that we have within us. Maturity. If I'm spelling it, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, we must mature in our faith. It's not enough room to just stay still. And you know what? If we do our best, there's no way we're going to stay low, because the growth comes from the Lord. There's nothing we could do to add an inch to our height. There's nothing you could do to add an inch to your Christian life. The Lord does it, but we have to do our part. And sometimes we just collapse. We deny. We are withdraw to do what is part of our job in front of the Lord. Are you willing to do what you're supposed to do for the Lord? It's a question we must ask. Where am I? We always have the tendency to point to our finger, but the Lord wants us to point to our finger first and our spiritual life and see how are we in front of the Lord. Maturity is very, very, very necessary. That's why I choose this verse as my key verse tonight. John chapter 4, as my brother read a few minutes ago, if we put attention to this verse, the hour is coming, and the hour, and now is when the true worship, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. True worshipers is what our God is looking for. We must question ourselves in the manner. When I say worshipers, we are not limiting ourselves to the first day of week in which we come together and assemble to honor and remember what Christ did for us. But worshipers is a person that have a relationship with the Lord and is not limited to Sunday. Yes, we begin as a church on a Sunday, and we come together to remember what Christ did for us. But a real worshiper that worship in spirit, conduct, what comes out of our mouth, our behavior, our relationship with others that surround us, even at our job, when a desire to be like us, when we are worshiping in truth and in spirit. But a lot of times, we don't know what it means to worship in spirit. The religious world outside believe worshiping in spirit is screaming and jumping. But that's not what it's about the Lord is speaking about. The Lord is speaking about the relationship that you and I must carry on with Him every day. We wake up tomorrow morning, we expect to have a good Monday, and we want to leave God at home when we go to work. It's not going to work, brothers. The Lord must be with us every day as he promised to be. And when he's not with you and when he's not with me, it's because we don't invite him in our life. True worshipers walk with the God, with the Lord at all times, brothers. There's no way to separate him from our life. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Something that is very important, the truth that we are speaking about is not a truth that a man could make up. The way to worship our Lord is according to his word. And if our worship is not according to the word of the Lord, we are worshiping in vain. And remember, when I'm speaking of worshiping, I'm not limiting to today, Sunday. I'm speaking about every day. I'm speaking of tomorrow. I'm speaking of the way I treat my wife at home. I'm speaking about the way I treat my fellow co-workers. If anyone here in school is the way we treat our friends that are in school, our life show that we are Christian. Okay, my brothers? So, what kind of Christian am I? Am I a Christian that was satisfied with just being a Christian? Or am I a Christian that want to grow in my faith? I want to grow in my relationship with my Lord. I want to grow in any way that the Lord wants me to grow. Or I'm comfortable where I'm at. The danger of being comfortable, we find it in Revelation, when the Lord teaches us that because we were not hot or cold, he's going to just vomit out of his mouth. We got to make sure that we are not taking the position of being only lukewarm. Because a lot of people are comfortable where they're at, and they don't want to do anymore. The truth, my brother, is that I'm comfortable where I'm at. If we are too comfortable where we're at, something wrong. Where am I? Who am I? What am I doing for the Lord? What am I allowing the Lord to do through me? The Lord is going to do what we allow him to do through us. Beautiful God that we have. He's preparing a home for us. And he never wants nothing by force. He wants us to surrender naturally to him, freely. Are you willing to surrender your heart to the Lord? Your heart is already surrendered. But he's expecting that from you every day. Relationship. Relationship. He's not looking for religious. He's not looking for just a Christian. He's looking for mature Christians. And the only way that's going to happen when we really have a relationship with him in spirit and in truth, my brothers. I could go on and on and on tonight, but I'm going to leave you with this. The Lord are looking for true worshipers. And the only way we could do it is when we have a relationship with him. God bless you this evening. Continue to ask yourself the question. I'm going to continue to ask myself that question because we could get distracted in a way. Where am I? Where are you with your relationship with the Lord? May the Lord bless you this evening, my brother. I love you.